Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Live Action Remake. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Diego Roman, and I am so excited to be with you today on Live Action Remake, your source for movie and TV news, reviews, and recommendations. This is my very first podcast. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, so I am so excited. Now, before I get started, I want to talk to you about why I'm starting a podcast now. In a time where movies are being pushed back over and over again, I think it makes a lot of sense to ask, like, why now? For the longest time, I really wanted to do a podcast, but much like everything I want to do, I had told myself there was no point, that there was nothing to be made out of it. There was a small chance that I would be good at it, so why even do it? And then the world kind of turned upside down, and I found myself constantly telling myself that there is no time like the present. There is never going to be a right time for you to start anything. Tomorrow isn't promised. So why not? So I got to work, and now I am finally recording my first ever episode, and I am so pumped to finally be talking about all this stuff that I wanted to talk about. If you can subscribe or like or review or send recommendations wherever you happen to be listening, I would greatly appreciate you. What I want to do with this show is bring you news from movies and TV and casting, but also give you recommendations as to what to watch while you're at home during this quarantine, make you feel a little bit less alone, and who knows, maybe even review movies that you like from viewer recommendations. I have an email. The email is liveactionremakepodcast@gmail.com. Feel free to send me any of your thoughts, your favorite movies, your shows. Expand my taste in media, please, and hopefully I'll be able to expand yours as well. So why don't we jump right in? I want to start with a couple of movie trailers, two in particular that got me very excited this week. These trailers did come out this week, so if you have a chance, I definitely recommend looking them up. The first one is for a movie that supposedly will premiere in 2020. Take that with a grain of salt. Because of the coronavirus, a lot of movies have been being pushed back, and this one is a big budget film, so I don't think that it will come out this year, but I really hope it does, because Ryan Reynolds is the star, and it is called Free Guy. The movie centers around a character named Guy, who finds out that he is a non-playable character in a video game and becomes self-aware as he tries to become the hero of this game called Free World before it can be shut down. Ryan Reynolds is the lead, so it is a very comedic film, as you can compare it to some of his other works. Jodie Comer is the second lead character. She's a relative newcomer. And the villain is Taika Waititi, who you may know as the director of Thor Ragnarok and played Korg in that movie as well. He is a great actor and very comedic. So having these two team up for a movie that is not Green Lantern is very exciting. They said that it will come out December 11th, 2020. But Ryan Reynolds, as he always does with his marketing, they jokingly said that it may come out Valentine's Day and also Christmas and also Easter. And they put Free Guy coming to all these different times, maybe, question mark. Because Ryan Reynolds loves to mess with his marketing. But yeah, I'm so excited for that movie. Let me know if you guys watch it, the trailer, and if you're excited to see the movie. The second one I want to talk about is a little bit different. It is called The 355. And before I saw this trailer, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know it was coming out. It revolves around five different spies who work for different governments, American, British, Colombian, German, and Chinese. And they have to work together against a common enemy that is destabilizing different governments. Now, the cast is stellar. It has Lupita Nyong'o, Jessica Chastain, Penelope Cruz, Diane Kruger, and Fan Bingbing as the five different spies. And the antagonist, I'm not sure if he's the antagonist, but Sebastian Stan does play a role. So I assume he may be the opposing villain. Maybe he is helping them out. I'm not 100% sure. The movie looks great. It is a spy movie. And personally, spy movies don't really get me excited. I find them pretty formulaic and tend to be very reminiscent of the last spy movie I saw. But this one looks really good. So yeah, those are the two trailers I really wanted to talk about. Again, they both come out relatively close to each other, December 11th and January 15th. Take those with a grain of salt, though, because all these big budget movies are being pushed back. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that later. But I do recommend you check out these trailers. Also, let me know if you have any trailers for movies that are coming out soon or sometime next year that I've missed. I know that there are trailers for movies like The Batman and Wonder Woman 1984 that have come out, but those came out a couple of months ago, so I'm not really going to dive into every trailer that excites me. But let me know if there's any trailers that I might have missed for this week or maybe the past couple of weeks that excite you, and let me know about them. Next, let's talk TV news, starting with The Boys. If you've never seen The Boys, it is a show on Amazon Prime that I am going to break down in a little bit, but just to get a general idea, it is revolved around a world with superheroes that are corrupt and work for a company named Fought. These superheroes are the antagonists of the show, and they are trying to be brought down by the boys, who are a group of people who have been wronged by these superheroes. The show examines these superheroes as they are movie stars, as they have all these contract deals, and as they are morally flexible to a lot of crimes, and aren't really the superheroes that we know and love. They are more action stars than anything. It's a very interesting show, and it tackles a lot of really interesting subjects like the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, racism. It faces these things head on, so it's a great show. If you like Marvel and DC, you'll like this show. And this show is now getting a spinoff. That's where I was leading with all this stuff. I'm sorry to ramble about The Boys. It's a great show. It is getting a spinoff. The synopsis reads, set at America's only college exclusively for young adult superheroes, this untitled Boys spinoff is described as an irreverent, R-rated series that explores the lives of hormonal, competitive supes as they put their physical and moral boundaries to the test, competing for the best contracts in the best cities. Part college show, part Hunger Games, with all the heart, satire, and raunch of The Boys. Now, if you're a fan of The Boys like I am, I think that sounds pretty exciting to you. The Boys really spoofs on the Justice League as the main team. They're called the Seven. They're basically the Justice League. This sounds like it's spoofing a lot on the X-Men and the idea of the school for superheroes. So I hope we get a lot of X-Men jokes. One might wonder, though, is The Boys selling out? Because this show is very much stick it to the man creativity and talks a lot about stuff that shows usually don't. And now they're doing a Hunger Games like show. So that's kind of interesting to me. I hope it's good. I think that Seth Rogen, one of the creators of the show, does a great job. So I hope that this stays in the same realm. And I hope it's really good. Next, we have the TV series Peacemaker, written by James Gunn, coming to HBO Max. This is going to be starring John Cena, reprising his role from the Suicide Squad film, coming out next year. So this series is a spinoff of the Suicide Squad, which is also going to be written and directed by James Gunn. This is, again, starring John Cena, playing Peacemaker, who apparently is, in the comics, a character who wants peace so badly that he will kill anyone to do it, which is kind of funny if you think about it. But James Gunn was asked if this is going to be a prequel or a sequel to the series, and he refuses to answer, so Peacemaker still may die in the movie, or this may be a continuation of the story. James Gunn did reveal that other characters from the Suicide Squad will be in the show, so take with that what you will. And he was also asked if the TV show will affect his timeline of writing and directing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which he got rehired to do by Disney. And he said no, that he wrote this all during quarantine because he had nothing else to do, so why not? And yeah, Peacemaker. I'm actually pretty excited. John Cena said that he is kind of like a douchey Captain America. And I don't think John Cena is the greatest actor in the world, but on the comedic side, he sometimes gives me a chuckle. He was good in the movie with Amy Schumer. Oh man, what's it called? Trainwreck. I liked him in that movie. And yeah, I'm excited to see what they do with the show. James Gunn is a great writer and a even better director. So hopefully this is a good show. And finally, in TV news, Supergirl will be ending with its sixth and final season. This actually kind of breaks my heart because I really enjoyed the show Supergirl. I think it started off kind of rocky, but ended up being one of the best shows in the Arrowverse. I don't know if any of you are fans of the Arrowverse, but this is the second show ending. Arrow ended at the end of last year, so now this one is going to end. There is no reason so far as to why the show is ending, but from my own speculation, Melissa Benoist was lucky enough to have her first son, Huxley Wood, with Supergirl co-star Chris Wood. So maybe, you know, time after the birth, she wants to be with her family, and that's understandable. Maybe this is where they always wanted the show to end, now that Superman and Lois is coming out. But either way, I'm very happy for Melissa Benoist and Chris Wood having their first son, Huxley. I'm very saddened to hear that the show is ending, because I rather enjoyed it. And I hope you guys watch it. It's actually on Netflix right now. You could watch it on the CW as well. And now we are on to movie news. Several different movies have been pushed back to 2021, starting with Dune. It was moved from December 18th this year to October 1st next year. If you were really looking forward to that, you are not alone. I thought that was going to be the big blockbuster of the year now, and it's gotten moved to next year. It has a stellar cast, Jason Momoa, Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Dave Bautista. It looks great, but now we have to wait another year for it. So, as far as DC goes, The Batman has been moved to October 2021 to now March 2022. So we're going to have to wait more than a year to see The Batman. The Flash has been moved from its June slot in 2022 to a November slot in November 2022. And Shazam, Fury of the Gods, has moved from that November spot that The Flash just got to now June of 2023. So we're going to have to wait a long time for DC stuff. The Black Adam movie has been moved to be decided. It doesn't even have a date anymore. It was supposed to come out at the end of 2021. And there is no word yet on James Gunn's Suicide Squad movie, but look for that to be moved as well. Warner Brothers is not taking any chances, as you can see. Jurassic Park as well has been moved from June 11th, 2021 to June 10th, 2022. And just today, it was announced that a few crew members actually tested positive for the coronavirus. So let's wish them all the best. I'm not a huge fan of the Jurassic Park movies, but this one actually sparked my interest because, not the Jurassic Park movies, the Jurassic World movies. I'm not a huge fan of the Jurassic World movies. I am a fan of Jurassic Park, and the original cast of Jurassic Park is actually coming back for this one, Jurassic World Dominion. So I hope everyone there the best, and I hope it becomes a safe environment to work in soon. And finally, in movie news, our first ever time talking about an actual live-action remake on live-action remake. From the director of World War Z, Mark Forster, comes Thomas and Friends, the movie. It is in the works from Mattel, and I'm not excited about this movie at all. I'm just joking with you. I mean, this is a real movie that is happening, but I just wanted to say that because I thought that title was hilarious. And to be fair to Mark Forster, he also directed Christopher Robin, which was a great kids movie. So maybe this movie will be fun. Let me know if you're a Thomas and Friends fan, because I'm not, and I'd love to hear from one. Next, I want to talk about TV shows that are coming out soon that I think you should be pretty excited about. Starting with The Boys, and I know I just talked about it, and I know I went on such a ramble about it, but the season 2 finale is coming out this Friday. Actually, I don't know when this episode will come out, but it may be out right now, which means there are 2 seasons of The Boys out in full that you can binge now. I highly recommend this show. It has Carl Urban as the main character, who is a phenomenal actor. I think he's greatly underrated. And if you love superheroes, you will love this show. I already did enough of a tangent about it. That's all I'm going to say. But watch The Boys on Amazon Prime. Next, at the end of October, comes The Mandalorian Season 2. It's only going to be the first episode. They're going to be doing a week-by-week basis like Disney Plus does. But this is still something to be excited about. Pedro Pascal is phenomenal. By now, you've probably seen some kind of Baby Yoda merch. Baby Yoda is great. Go and watch it. He's also technically named the child. If someone wants to correct me, I know. I just call him Baby Yoda as well because it's fun at this point. And supposedly, and this is going to be spoilers, possibly for season two of The Mandalorian, but it's kind of been out for a while. So skip over these next 30-ish, 40-ish seconds. Ahsoka Tano and Boba Fett are supposed to be in this second season. Now, if you're a big Star Wars fan, you'd know Ahsoka Tano from The Clone Wars, and you'd know Boba Fett from the original trilogy as, you know, a guy who wears Mandalorian armor and is a bounty hunter, but is not really a Mandalorian. So that will be an interesting clash. I hope those rumors are true. They seem to be true. And I just can't wait for this. It's the only really big thing coming out very, very soon because we have no movies right now. So actually, there is one other thing coming out relatively soon. WandaVision is coming out November 27th. At least it's heavily rumored by multiple good sources that it will come out November 27th. If not, by the end of this year, WandaVision will come out. It is starring Paul Bettany and Elizabeth Olsen, reprising their roles from the Marvel Cinematic Universe on their own weird television show. It looks incredible, and it is the only MCU thing we are getting this year. And speaking of the MCU, I'm going to dive more into this show and several other Marvel news that have come up that I haven't talked about on this episode in a secondary episode, because so much Marvel news has come out in the past couple of months that I really want to talk about and really theorize with you. I'm a huge Marvel fan, and I wanted this first episode to incorporate a little bit of that, but there will be more in this second episode. So if you're a big Marvel fan and want to hear my Marvel thoughts, check out the second episode. Let's see. Next, we have Selena, the series, coming out December 4th, 2020 on Netflix. If you don't know the story of Selena, she was an amazing Spanish singer. And she unfortunately was murdered. And her story has been something that I've known for a really long time. My cousin is named after Selena. She's very big in Hispanic culture. If you have not seen the movie, there's a very good one starring Jennifer Lopez. I highly recommend watching it. And listen to some of her music on Spotify. Selena, look her up. The show looks really good. It also has Susie from Ned's Declassified as Selena. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I just thought that was a very fun fact. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the show. So check it out in December on the 4th. And finally, this show is one that I did not expect to like as much as I do. I thought it was going to be very stupid, but I needed something to watch. And I ended up really liking it. It is called Cobra Kai, and season 3 is coming out at the beginning of 2021. It revolves around Johnny Lawrence, who is the main villain of The Karate Kid, and how his life is messed up, and how he tries to restart the dojo of the Cobra Kai and make a name for himself and for his students. And it brings up old rivalries, and the show at times gets kind of serious and then calls itself out for being too serious. So it's a ridiculous show. If you like Karate Kid, I think you'll like the show. And if you like some martial arts, something to laugh at, it's kind of a little cringy, I think Cobra Kai is definitely the way to go. So check it out. It's actually been renewed for a fourth season as well, even before season 3 even comes out. So that's how much of a following it's already gotten off of Netflix. It's moved from YouTube Premium or YouTube. I don't know what the YouTube service was. I never got it. I doubt that you did either. The 2 seasons from YouTube moved to Netflix, and now the season 3 and 4 will be on Netflix. So I can only assume the show is going to become better. So check out Cobra Kai and check out season 3 when it comes out in January. Okay, we're nearly at the end of our very first episode, and I want to end this off with telling you guys a couple of recommendations of things I think you should watch. Now, I know I already have given you plenty of recommendations while giving you news and while giving you other information, but I had a couple of shows in mind I wanted to tell you about. These shows are out right now. You can watch them. And I think we all need a couple of recommendations every now and then, or else we all stick in our own bubble of shows that we all like to watch. And I think we can branch out a little bit more, you know? So the first one I want to talk about is a tragicomedy. And that means it is a sad story that has a lot of comedy elements to it. And it is called Fleabag. It is created and starring Phoebe Waller-Bridge as a young woman who has recently suffered the loss of her best friend. Despite that, she is trying to cope with it, as well as, you know, be friends with her sister. She has to deal with the fact that her father is now remarried to a woman that she cannot stand. And Fleabag is the only thing that anyone ever calls her on the show. That is her name. She breaks the fourth wall all the time. She gets into a lot of mischief. She's very self-destructive. But you'll definitely get a laugh out of it. And I think it's probably the best show on Amazon Prime, if not one of them. So check it out. Both seasons are on Amazon Prime. It's only 12 episodes. Each episode is only about half an hour. So it's a very quick binge. And I think you'll definitely get something out of it. So check that one out for sure. My second show that I wanted to bring up is actually an animation. And it is a show that my good friend Ricardo had put me onto that I wasn't sure I was going to like. But I ended up really enjoying, called Infinity Train. Now, if you haven't heard of this, Infinity Train was a show that originated on Cartoon Network. It is an animated show, and I know that turns off a lot of you to it because your conceived notions of animation may be that it is childish, and sometimes that is true, but animation is a tool, and I think it's excellent for storytelling, especially on this one. The story is about characters who get lost aboard this magnificent infinite train, and there's a heavy mystery element. It tackles interesting concepts, ideas, learning, self-improvement, and it is quality animation. It is quality storytelling. If you're a fan of Adventure Time or Steven Universe, other shows that have come from Cartoon Network, it is on that level. And the reason why I'm telling you to watch this show is because all three seasons are on HBO Max. And the show is in jeopardy of possibly being canceled. And that would be a very big shame because each season is very good in its own right. I can't even tell you which season I like the most because all of them are different stories with different characters on the same train. I highly recommend you watch. Even though it's three seasons, it is much shorter than even Fleabag because each season has about 10 episodes, and each episode is about 12 minutes. So you could watch all three seasons in the span of maybe watching the four episodes of an hour-long TV show. So definitely check it out. If you like animation and need to kill a day, check out Infinity Train. And if you really need a show to watch and that you can kill in a day as well, check out Fleabag. They're both great shows. And I think in a time with all of this TV at our disposal, we kind of have an obligation to watch the best possible TV we can and recommend the best possible TV we can, so that way better TV is made, or else we will just keep getting the same old thing. So I really hope you guys watch these. If you do, please let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts on both of these shows, and let me know if you didn't like it or if you really enjoyed it. I think a lot of you are really going to like Fleabag. I think if any of you watch Infinity Train, you're going to be very surprised by it. So check those both out. Fleabag is on Amazon Prime, and Infinity Train is on HBO Max. That just about wraps it all up. I think that was the end of the show. That's all I really wanted to talk about for my first episode. Thank you so much if you are still here. That really means the world to me. It really does. I never thought I would be able to do this. I'm really thankful for you to be listening. I hope you learned something. I hope you take one of my recommendations. I hope you email me and give me your recommendations. I just want to say thank you so much. Please subscribe or retweet or like or whatever you're on, whatever you're listening from. Leave a review if you can. Let me know what you guys think. I want to be doing this weekly. I want to be doing a couple of different episodes. That may not happen, but that's here's to hoping, you know. I have two more episodes that should be coming out with this episode. One tackling Marvel, the other doing movie reviews, hopefully of movies that some of my friends have recommended. So please check those out as well. And thank you all. Y'all have a good one. Stay safe out there. Wear a mask. And most of all, do what you love. That's what I'm trying to do right now. So thank you.